Get your Bibles out tonight. Ephesians chapter number 6 tonight. Ephesians chapter number 6. I'm going, Joe. Hold on. Joe and Vic are fretting over there. Don't have my mic on. Appreciate our sound guys. They do a good job. And, that's not always easy. And appreciate them. Appreciate our orchestra tonight. Sounded beautiful. And Mr. Parrott bringing the clarinet over, and that was a blessing. Ephesians chapter number 6, we're going to introduce the message by reading three passages tonight, and then just try and be a applicable help to you tonight. You know, the Bible talks about just about every topic that we could confront, and you know, some maybe a little more flashy than others, and so be it, but each important, and I think this will be a help to you. Encouragement, that's my desire. Just maybe tonight we get reminded of some things. Ephesians chapter number 6, starting in verse 5, it says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." Turn with me over to Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3, verse 22. "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." Turn with me to Titus chapter number 2. Last passage we'll read before we kind of start breaking some of these passages down. Just have 3 points tonight, but a bunch of sub-points underneath them, and hopefully, it'll be a help to you, a reminder. Titus chapter number 2, Titus chapter number 2, "Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for the instruction here found in these passages of just how to be a good worker. Lord, many of us have a job and employment, and God, thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity each and every day to bring Christ into a place that would not maybe normally have it, influence some men and women that normally wouldn't receive it. And Lord, I pray that you'd give us wisdom. I pray that you'd help us again with these passages as we kind of pull through here, and again, Lord, you'd encourage us. And maybe there's an area we've neglected or taken lightly that you have words to say about it. Lord, I pray you'd again convince us and help us to do better with these things. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Go with me back to Colossians chapter number 3. Over the last number of weeks, we've kind of been talking about finding and seeking after God's will. Colossians chapter number 3, that's what brought us to this thought here. It says this, in verse 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as the Lord and not unto men." A great reminder to us that, I have it written here, I say it a lot to our young people, how we do anything is how we do everything. And you know, work habits are no different than our daily habits, but tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about how to conduct ourselves in a workplace. And I know, this isn't like a teaching class, what's going on? The Bible talks about it and explains it to us. And as we, as Christians, we don't have a less of a standard, we actually have a higher standard. As Christians and as Christian workers, we don't get to
dismiss the foolishness of the world, what we actually have to do is consider those that are in authority over us, as these passages remind us that we're actually in service to God. And that's a great reminder to us, because there's going to be times when maybe you don't like your boss or you don't like the authority, and that's sometimes Daniel, you understand when I say a tough pill to swallow? Do you know what I mean by that? That's sometimes a hard thing to take in. And God says, hey, remember, you're not even doing it for them. In both passages here, in Colossians and in Philippians, it reminds us, you're not actually doing it for men's service, you're doing it for me. And when we go to the workplace, and no one likes Monday morning, right? And everyone dreads the alarm clock and all of that. But if we had the perception of, hey, I'm going to serve the Lord. Yes, I understand that there's a paycheck and there's a job, and how's working at a lab service to God? Well, according to this passage, these passages, it's a reminder to us. So first we're going to start off by, I want to just remind us of these two words, hard work. Now, no one likes it. No one likes it. Yesterday, got a call. Mrs. K, are you here? Mrs. K called me last night. She called Pastor Seaman just to let us know, hey, there was a water main break out in front of church. Man, I'm so appreciate she's watching out for us, and she let us know and came here last night, I don't know, 9 or 9:30 to check the water, make sure, can we even have service? What's going on? And called the fire department, and it is just south of, it's one house south. And it was southbound, so the water comes into our place and then pretty much stops. Now, to which this time I am thankful for. But here's what I was thinking. And the boys asked the same question on the way in. How do they do that in this time of year? That's what Brother Sutliff did for a living. And yet he's still smiling. And to many, we would look at that and go, no, why? Because that's hard work. I don't want to do that. I like this. Yeah, I like sitting here. I like doing that. And our work habits say something about not just our integrity. Listen now, I know we might not like this, but our work habits say something about our walk with the Lord, because they go parallel. Because as we treat those that are in authority over us, God reminds us, you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for me. And if we're a bad worker, we're doing that on behalf of the Lord. And maybe some young men are, hey, I'm working for the man, whatever it is, I'm just waiting to get into the ministry. Understand how you work for that person will be very similar to how you are in the ministry. Because how we do anything will be how we do everything. So, number one, let's talk about some work habits. Number one, do what your boss tells you to do with, listen, I know these are, some of these are going to be a little more practical. We have some verses to back some of these things up, but just think about these things. Do what your boss tells you to do with a good attitude. I'm telling you, I've worked in some places. There was a little transition time. My job career went like this. I worked at Wegmans, started at Wegmans at 15. Worked from Wegmans for about 4 years, did masonry work and chimney work and fireplaces and all that kind of stuff. That's where I met the Paulies or the Amanda's dad and all that kind of stuff. And so did that for, I think, 8 or 9 years. But right in between the main one I worked and the other one over here, I worked at an awful place. It was a debt collection place. Anybody ever do debt collection? Maybe it's for you. It wasn't for me. Because people are telling me, you know, I'm really sorry, I can't pay. I'm like, I understand. We're crying on the phone together. You know, like, that's just me. That was not a good job. And the people, it was all about sales or getting money in. And people would take your accounts and they would get into your computer and steal. And the boss didn't care just as long as money was coming in, because they had to answer to their people. Man, it was a toxic environment. I went in and surprisingly, I wasn't good at debt collecting. And I tried really hard. I was there early. I made coffee for the entire staff. Like, that's what I did good. I shoveled out the walkways. But getting money out of people, I just was not good at. And So it was right at July 4th. I remember this July 4th holiday, and I asked, I said, hey, what's our day off schedule? Like, do we get Monday off because that's the 5th, I think it was, or something like that? So he pulled me in the office and said, actually, you're going to have a lot of time off, and have a good day. And there we were. I'd never been let go from a place before. When I got home, Sarah was overjoyed. It was a long ride in, a long ride out, and again, just was not good at it. And I was around people that did not have a good attitude. Now, I have a great blessing of working and serving here at the church, but not everyone gets that. Do what your boss tells you to do with a good attitude. That's really important. Why? Because, again, we're not doing it for them. We're doing it for the Lord. It's as if the instruction came from God himself. Go back to Ephesians chapter number 6. Sammy, can you do me a favor and grab me a small bottle of water, please? Thank you, bud. The heat's working tonight. How's everybody feeling? Okay? Is it on? Did it just go cold? No, it's still warm. All right, good. All right, Ephesians chapter number 6. It's good to see everyone awake tonight. And again, my bad dream or in and out of consciousness this morning. And Ephesians chapter number 6. Thank you, bud. Appreciate your help. Ephesians chapter number 6. We're talking about good work habits. Number one, do what your boss tells you to do with a good attitude. Number two, do your best even when no one is watching. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6 tells us, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. We're not doing it because the camera's on us. You're not doing it because the boss is watching. You do it right because it's right. And you do your best, even when no one is watching. Again, working in construction or that kind of work, there's opportunities to cut corners. You can make things go faster, or maybe something's just not going smoothly. So we'll just Band-Aid it up, and no one's going to see. I'll tell you this. Any time that we ever did that on a construction site or on a job site, that came back to haunt us. That came back, and that never just went away. Thankfully, no one was hurt. I mean, we were dealing with having fire in the middle of a person's house. I mean, that's serious stuff. But there were times when it was just like, you know what, I just want to do this anymore. I mean, can you imagine working outside when it was 10 degrees out and you're up on top of a chimney, three stories up in the air, and you can't get the thing out? And we're just like, we'll just Band-Aid it up here and it'll be good enough. Oh, no, we got called back in the spring because there were leaks. And why? We thought no one could see. And you know what? Not with eye services, men pleasers. Let us remember that there is always somebody watching. And our work ought to be consistent. Don't be lazy when the boss isn't around, right? Hold on. I do it all the time. I'm sorry. I say I'm going to take a sip of water, and it drives Pastor Seatman crazy. Where is he? He left. He can't even watch it. We're in staff meetings. I bring out water, and I just hold it there for a while, and then I said, he's like, would you please take a drink? When the cat's away, the mice will play. You've heard that phrase. That's true, right? Oh, the boss is out of town this week. Whoo, just going to sit back and coast through the week. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're not doing right because someone's not watching. You know, the opportunity we have today, a lot have been moved to remote work. And you feel like, no one's watching or no one. I remember hearing the story of Dr. Jack Hiles, and he would record his messages, and so he would, for the radio program, come in, and he would record the preaching, and then they would send it into the radio program. And he told the story that one day he was standing there, and, you know, he's just in normal clothes, and no one was in the auditorium or anything. He's just recording it. And he came across a verse similar to that, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. And he looked down at himself and he said, I would. He went and got a shirt and tie on and ironed it all nice as if everybody was watching. And you know, sometimes our service is just indicative of who's around. And that's not right. Let us remember that. Our work habits, do what the boss tells you to do with a good attitude. Number two, do your best even when no one is watching. Number three, work heartily. Go back to Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians 3:23 says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. No matter what the job is, like it or not, give it your full attention, give it your full effort. That's what doing it heartily means. Well, it's not that important. Oh, it is important because how we do anything will be how we do everything. And if you get into the habit of not taking your job serious and giving half effort or half attention to it, you know what? Well, that's going to show up again. And that will be how you approach everything. So let us remember, not only do we work with a good attitude and we do our best, we work heartily. We work heartily. Help yourself by this. Don't talk back. Don't argue with the boss. That's just a bad testimony. It's a source of pride. Don't steal from the company or your boss. Say, a guy in Irondequoit just got arrested for stealing millions or something like that. Embezzlement. Anybody in Irondequoit, I always try and see, do I know him or something? You know, is it a family member? You know, something like that. But even in the small things. It's just a pen. Yeah, it's a pen today. I know it sounds silly and I know it sounds just trivial. But just because you have low value of it, maybe one day down the road, it's just $100. It's just $1,000. Be careful. Don't do that. Don't take things. Don't use work time to conduct personal business. You're getting paid to do a job. Use work time for work time, personal time for personal time. Now, maybe within your work schedule, there's allotment for that and that it's understood. But you know, don't steal from the company. Stealing things, stealing time. Be loyal. Go with me to Luke chapter number 19. Luke chapter 19. As I told you tonight, it's just a practical message. Just reminders to us of how to enter the workplace tomorrow back again. Be loyal, be faithful, be trustworthy. Work starts at 9 o'clock. What time do you get there? Work starts at 6:30. Oh, it's all right. We all come in late. Everybody comes in late. The boss comes in late. Yeah, but you answer to the Lord. Be faithful. Be trustworthy. Be someone others can count on. Luke chapter 19, love this passage, familiar passage, and starting in verse 11. As they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country, received for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants, and delivered unto them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his servants hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he returned, having received the kingdom, that then he commanded his servants to be called unto him to whom he had given money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. What was it? It was just loyal. It was loyal. It was doing right even when the boss was away. And the Bible says this in verse 17. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And so it goes through the passage. I just wonder if if we handled our responsibilities with loyalty and faithfulness and did our work heartily, and if God is watching, if God is watching down, of course He is, saying, man, I sure would love to give you more, but how you're handling the thing I have already given you, you're not handling well. Or because you're doing so well with that, you're doing so well with the small thing. Here, let me promote you. Let me move you along. I just wonder if God works that way. I just want to remind you of your work habits. Do what the boss tells you to do with a good attitude. Do your best when no one is watching. Work heartily. Don't talk back. Don't argue. Don't steal from the company. And be loyal. But it's even more than what you do. It's your attitude and how you do it. Go back with me to Ephesians chapter number 6. You can do right with the wrong attitude. I've seen it. And once again, that would be a shame. That would be a shame if the Lord Jesus Christ instructed you to do something and you did right, even though, and you did it with a bad attitude. And it's the same here. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, we ought to remember, verse 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. Here there's that servant master. I know that's not the phrases that we use. Employee, employer situation here. That's what we're talking about. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. Look at these next couple words. With fear and trembling. What is that? That's respect and honor. Because the position deserves respect. Well, they don't do it. Okay. I understand they don't. I understand the boss is. I don't know. But God says with fear and trembling. And that's how we should approach that. As adults even. You know, we expect our children in school when we ask them a question, yes, ma'am, yes. No, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir. At the workplace, if you said that to your boss, why? Out of respect. Can you take care of that? Yes, sir. Whoa, what's going on? Nothing, just respect. Honor to the position. Fear and trembling. That ought to be our attitude. The Bible says this in Ephesians 6, 5, not only with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart. During work hours, give your full attention to the job. Working time is not time to make personal calls. It's not time to socialize. It's not to have singleness of heart. You're there to do a job and get the job done. I used to work with a guy in the chimney company, and that's what he would say. Nick, get the job done. Yeah, but it's hard, Scott, I would say. It's cold. I don't care. Get the job done. Man, I can hear him. Hear him say it. Whew. Are the Warners here? No? No Warners here? All right. Singleness of heart. Get the job done. It's really easy to find excuses of why we can't work and why we can't get the job done. But that's not why you're hired. Your job is to come up with solutions. And if you approach it like that, Lord, give me wisdom. And Lord, help me to do what I've been hired to do to the best of my ability. If you're looking for ways out, you'll find them. You'll find them. You'll find them. It's a work attitude. Do you understand? It's an attitude. Whether you're working at Wegmans or you're working for the White House. Fear and trembling, singleness of heart. He says the next phrase here, as unto Christ. Your real boss is Christ. Your job is service to the Lord. Work as though you are directly reporting to Christ. Wholeheartedly, not grudgingly. In Ephesians 6, 7, it says, with goodwill doing service to the Lord and to men, and not to men. Goodwill. Be helpful. Cheerful. I'm not saying every time someone makes a sale at work, you go around high-five and bring in cake in. But You can be cheerful. You can be happy. You can be helpful. You don't have to make everybody else's job harder. When you do your job, you know, a lot of times, before coming to the church or whatever, working in the secular world, you could see where people neglected. Excuse me, Mr. Boss, can you go? If I were you, I would go inspect over there because they're not doing. Why wouldn't you come over and help? Hey, I see that you're struggling. Is there a way that I can help you with getting your job done? Do you need anything? I noticed that you neglected this spot. Be helpful with goodwill, not sabotaging other people. It's an attitude, do you see? Number one, good work habits. Number two, good work attitude. Number three, work rewards. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You work hard and you do right, and you be respectful, and you honor your boss as if it's Christ. You know what? You can't get away with that. God sees that. God blesses that in God's way. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. We'll look at a couple more verses. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Starting in verse 10, we'll read through verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 10. It says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. I understand this is talking about our service to the Lord, but remember, our work is service to the Lord. The 9-to-5 job is our service, because those other passages reminded us, hey, you're not even actually serving that guy. You're serving me, God says. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. So it is in our service to God, as we serve the Lord. Our attitude is important, how we handle things, how we did things, all of those things, just like it is in the workplace. And then spiritually speaking, there's a reward. I almost feel like the same way in verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. The same type of principle happens. You do right in the workplace, and there's rewards. They're called bonuses sometimes. But what I'm just going to ask you, what is your testimony at work? Are you the lazy guy? Are you the lady that no one can count on? Are you the respectful, loyal, cheerful? What are you known as in the workplace? The Bible says there, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll go back there, then we'll go back to Timothy, and then we'll be done. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. It's a perfect Sunday night message. Say why? Because tomorrow we get to take all of these things, reminded fresh in our mind, and go get to put them in practice again. You're going to go into work and you're going to come in and you're going to be cheerful and you're going to be excited about the things of God, and your mean old grouchy boss, and you're going to throw him for a loop, and he's like, what's gotten into you? What's wrong with you? Well, let me tell you what I heard last night. I was reminded last night, you know what? As I serve here, it's like I'm serving God himself. Man, it might be an opportunity to share the gospel with somebody. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. It says this, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one shall receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Again, I understand that this is spiritually speaking of some things to come, but I think the spiritual world and the physical world run parallel. doing right doesn't go unnoticed. You reap what you sow. There's a reward for doing good here. One day we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and Christ is going to, and we're going to answer for this. Why did you have such a bad testimony at the workplace? Well, it was awful. They were like, yeah, but it was like you were doing it to me, he's going to remind us. Go back to Titus chapter number 2 and we'll end there. Titus chapter number 2. In verse 9, exhort servants, that means encourage workers, to be obedient unto their own masters, there's the loyalty, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. There's that not talking back. You see that? Not answering again, but purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. You know what that says? When we handle the workplace in the right perspective, when we have the right work habits, when we have the right work attitudes, God gets glory. That they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. They notice the difference God makes in you. And it'll testify in your words and your actions ought to match. And here, God is pleased. So, I just want to say, are you thinking of anybody? I'm not thinking of anybody. I'm just reminding us of some practical things that the Bible talks about, and sometimes we forget. Sometimes that old workplace is a place of, it's a thorn in our side. How do you handle your daily responsibilities? Do you handle them well? Is the doctrine of God seen? Is this Bible preached every single day when you walk through the door? There ought to be something different about a Christian. What is it? Everything. His habit, her attitude. Why? Because we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not forget that. Let's all stand.